Hello, everybody. That was Meredith Bates, we just listened to. She's out of Coquitlam, British Columbia. Go check her out if you like what you heard. That was some pretty interesting stuff, courtesy of Meredith Bates. It's 4 o'clock and time for Prog Rock on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thanks for tuning in and supporting all of us here at Community Driven Radio. Never for-profit and never corporate, and created by people just like you. Here's a track from Bird Songs of the Mesozoic. This is off of a 2008 release of Dawn of the Cycads. Bird Songs of the Mesozoic was a side project of a band you might have heard of, Mission of Burma. Roger Miller and Martin Swope. I turned that into what would become a full-time project after the breakup of Mission of Burma. So this is a song called Waterwheel. Once again, you're tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
promises. Keeping the sorrow. Thank you.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with Maple Leaf Rag from 1977's Works, Volume 2. That's a cover of the Canadian composer Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag, which was a big hit for him way back in the day. Before that, Annette Peacock with two tunes off of her solo debut album from 1972. That was Blood and One Way we heard. Annette Peacock, one of the most distinctive and powerful voices in alternative jazz and what you might call progressive rock or art rock or avant-garde. Also known for being the erstwhile wife of one Paul Blais from Toronto, who was a jazz pianist. And we started off the show with Bird Songs of the Mesozoic with Waterwheel off of Beat of the Mesozoic. That's an EP from 1985. And of course, like I mentioned, Bird Songs of the Mesozoic, a side project of the alternative rock band Mission of Burma, who many, many hipsters out there know and love so very well. It's 4:17 here on ZKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Proud to be presenting music to you here from the campus at the University of Winnipeg. Coming up next, a little Robert Wyatt song written about his wife. Lyrics composed in the Dadaist manner. They are almost all gibberish or anagram, but it's the style and the mood that they're delivered in that that contains the meaning of the song and the meaning of the lyrics. It's composed after the Soft Machine and Matching Mole vocalist had suffered his fall and paralysis, and was composed, I believe, while he was bedridden, recovering from his injuries, though he would never walk again. So from Rock Bottom, this is Robert Wyatt with Alif. Thank you.
sit, Bundy, see? For Jangle and Bojangle, trip, trip, bit, 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 under him. Elephie, my lord.
Losing the reception. ecstatic way. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, that was Snake Finger we just listened to with The Man in the Dark Sedan off of Greener Postures from 1980. That's his second solo album. He was a British guitarist, better known as Philip Lithman, and a great collaborator with the Residents before his untimely death in the late 1980s. Before that, Piano Conclave, a group of pianists fronted by George Gruntz, who created two albums in the 1970s. That was off the second Palais anthology from 1975. That was called Hal, Lucy, and One O'Step. Before that, a new release from Cheer Accident out of Chicago. That was Range, we listened to, off of Vacate. That's out on Cuneiform Records. Came out a couple months ago. Go grab that on Bandcamp. And before that, Robert Wyatt with Elif from Rock Bottom, his second solo album, concerning his dear wife and muse, who is also a poet. I believe she was Portuguese. And artist and collaborator. She designed most of the art on all the Robert Wyatt solo releases. It's 4:38 and time for a bit of CanCon. Here's a tune from everybody's favorite power trio, Toronto's Rush. Rush was a band that was very important to me as a young man growing up throughout junior high and high school. I think it's a fan probably of many young people at that age who are interested in music that's dealing with a bit more broader of themes, both musically and lyrically, than you usually kind of get exposed. At least you did back in my day. So from Power Windows from 1985, this is a song all about one of the biggest moments in at least recent human history. This is a song called Manhattan Project.
change had left him stranded. Like an island,
like an island in the sun.
So he'll waste his life away without turned away.
Yeah.